They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Yeah. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat.
They're eating them.
Kind of makes me nauseous. Woo! That thought.
Put them in crock pots.
Great way to start the episode.
Katie, how pumped are you? You don't want as a pet, and you are pescatarian. Would you eat? What animals would you eat pet wise? You'd eat like someone's goldfish.
I'm not
goldfish sashimi.
I'm not joking.
There's sashimi and the goldfish.
I'm getting
in
nauseous thinking about this.
Oh man.
Did you guys watch?
Debate?
Yeah.
Yes. That's like the... I can't... do another one. They're so fun to watch. I don't know what I learned or like how it helped me like vote, but it gave me something to do when there wasn't football on.
Yeah, or something happening.
Did you watch it?
I did not. I had a corporate little comedy gig that night, I believe, and completely missed it.
Was that the one here in Kansas City?
Yes.
Bold move, scheduling an event during the debate.
Yeah. I even as I said that, I was like, no, I have that wrong. But no, I did. It was Thursday night. It really was. It was right in the middle of it.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Actually, you did it was for a lottery system or something.
It was for the North American lottery. Every state, every province in Canada was represented there. So a little bigger deal than I thought it was.
Yeah, how many people were there?
It's like 500 people in a convention center ballroom. Okay. So just like the highest ceilings you've ever seen and pretty much everyone there in a suit. So prime for comedy. I wish every show was like this.
Okay.
Every light was on.
Because where did in our... group text.
Can I pull up the picture?
Yes, please. I'm trying to find it. So, someone texted like, yo, what's Jake? We get off the road and Jake's out here like selling timeshare or something. Yes. What?
Where's
that photo even? Because I looked at your social stuff. How did he even find that photo? DJ so, Mike Hill.
It was a friend from college dad who was in the audience, took that picture and put it on Facebook, tagged me in it.
Oh,
I think me and Mike Hill are Facebook friends. I mean, he's like TMZ though. I mean, he had that thing before I saw it.
Yeah,
there it is.
So what did they say? Dress business professional or something?
24 hours beforehand, I thought to email them. I was like, you know, I haven't asked about like the attire. I don't know what this is. And I was like, what should I be wearing? And they're like, business professional. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm glad I asked.
You're like, I don't have anything business professional.
Yeah, I went and bought that jacket that day. Yeah. Just wanted something to look a little...
Okay, right, scale of 1 to 10. 10 being like the best night, just the best unbelievable show you ever had in your life. 1 being
Perth
or doing a COVID live stream show in a warehouse in Nashville.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
That's probably, this is probably like a 3.5, 4 or something.
Yeah, great.
Not bad.
Not bad. You got some chuckles.
Got some chuckles. Yes, exactly. You get it. You just know, like, cause there How is long? Like, not too bad. That's why it was like 16, 17 minutes.
Oh, you do anything for 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Great.
But I mean, there are like every table is full. So as I'm going up there, I was like, you know what? This might be like a good crowd. Like they've been in the lobby drinking for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And like I was like rationalizing. I was like, this actually might be all right. This may not be a typical private gig. And so I go up there and everything else I'm going to say is like proven material. It works in different crowds. It's going to work. But I was like, well, I'm going to start with something. I did some joke because it's like 8:30 at night when I go on and they still haven't had dinner yet. Dinner as soon as is when I'm done performing.
Oh,
and so I was like,
starving.
I'm going to address that. And
they're
I was like,
old?
Yeah, older than us. Yeah. Yeah. They need it.
Dinner at 5.
And so I made some comment of like, you know, when I got asked to do this, I was really excited. They didn't tell me I would be the one thing standing in your way of eating dinner. Mm-hmm. And then they were just like pin drop, nothing. And I was like, okay. So that's how they are pissed about the dinner thing. Don't bring that up again. And then I sent this in our group chat, but it goes fine. You know, like most private gigs, things that normally get a huge laugh, get like a medium laugh,
that
things get a medium laugh, get nothing.
When you're gearing up for a private gig, you go, you know, wait a second. I think this is going to be great. That's what you got to just tell yourself, this will not be fun.
Actually, and you know, I should have known.
Almost guaranteed.
Because part of the gig, it was stand up and then emceeing some things throughout the night. They were very proud of this. They had presidential teleprompters. Did I talk about this?
Oh, yes.
Yes, uh-huh. They were very excited. And so they're walking me through that. So you're just going to read off of these. And it kind of was fun to read off of them. They're like, have you ever done a teleprompter before? And I'm kind of like, I've never done a teleprompter, but I've been reading for a few years.
You're like, I'm the one thing before you and dinner, laugh. Oh, I shouldn't have read that part.
Oh, it was in parentheses. Yeah, I made some joke like, I've never done a teleprompter, but I've been reading for a few years. Mm-hmm. And they did not laugh at that either. So it's like pretty stuffy crowd. What? Okay. Yeah. They were like, okay, what? Stick to the script. And then I got up there and it was fine. I got done. I sit back at my table. So there's no backstage. There's no green room. It's like, thank you. That's my time. And then just go sit. I mean, they all see me. Just go sit down. And I'm sitting with the other people who are just in the audience. I sit down and they're serving us dinner. And no one says anything. There's not like a sympathy, like, hey, good job up there, man.
Or nothing.
No one just said like, anything.
They just start having their own. It's not silent, but they all just have their own conversations.
Does that four start feel like a two? Like yeah. You're like, down there? Wait, did
someone say something nice? And then at one point, an old man across the table goes, you write your own material? And I was like, all right. He wants to talk comedy. I go, yeah, of course. Yes, I do. He goes, huh. And just goes back to eating.
Oh my gosh.
Just wanted to confirm.
I was like, that was actually worse than the silence. Yeah. I would rather you just talk to your wife.
You were trying your best up there. Yeah.
Had you ever done any of that before? You have? Oh, wow. All right.
That's funny.
Yeah, kid you not. That's what he said. Nice guy. He then later he asked me my favorite comedians. And he just, of course, had heard of none of them. So it was another good conversation. I don't know.
He was trying.
Yeah, he
Andy
was.
Andy Griffith. What do you want me to say? Well, that's great. I just got off the phone because with the little meeting about a future public private gig. I got a few set up, so hopefully have some stories. Hopefully not.
I mean, for sure, Ramsey Cruz. I know you're going to have some stories from that,
That'll
right?
That'll be great.
Wait, do you have to fly to Puerto Rico just to get it started?
Yeah, that's next year. Well, I'm ready. It's not until March. But I'm excited.
Can you tell a story sooner?
Excited.
What else do you have lined up? Or is it just kind of conversations right now?
I've got like a church thing. I got a college.
Ooh.
And then I got a country club.
Oh, wow. Like just the members?
Right.
Like a dinner or something?
It must be some fancy one. They like do this, you know. It makes sense. You... rich enough group of people, they bring in like an entertainer every year. So, you know, that'll probably suck, but
I think the church
would be fine. It's just not.
We're the kind of comedians where like church is like, oh, that should be no problem. But like college, terrifying.
Oh, dude.
What is scarier? The older I get, the scarier. College kids.
High schoolers.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this. Maybe on a Patreon I did. Subscribe to Patreon.
Hey, Patreon.
My former high school hit me up doing something. And I was like, I'd love to make it work. We'll see if it works my schedule and stuff. But I think it would be a thing where it'd probably be the community, not just high schoolers. But if they're like, come do a gig for high school students, you couldn't pay me all the money in the world. I think I would just bomb. I would absolutely bomb. What do I joke about?
They're children, whatever.
Joke about the children.
So scary.
There's like the cool guy who's got like he's got the hair on his forehead and he's so cool. And heckle me. He'd be like, I'm funnier than this dude. There would be that kid. And I'd be like, gosh, dang it. And it hurt my feelings.
That's embarrassing for you.
I know. But have you been bullied by a teenager? They're really good at it.
They're really good at it?
We were on a walk, family walk. Me, Katie, Thomas. Cute. Couple boys zoom by. They're both on like a tricked out electric bicycle.
Oh.
They're saying both zooming. On it.
Might as well be a dirt bike.
Okay.
And they're going. They're coming around the corner and they're like bouncing on it. They're bouncing on it.
Okay.
And the little two, they're like, what are they, 13 maybe?
Yeah.
He yells out at us. Me, Katie, very pregnant, baby boy. They yell out.
No one else around.
I love twerking on my friend's balls. They drive by. They looked right at us and said it. And I laughed. Katie was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this cute little baby boy that is in a stage where he looks at us going, mama, dada. In 10 years, he's going to zoom past a sweet family and say something as insane
he's
as
not.
That.
No.
Yes, he will.
He might.
That's what we do. It's not good.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. We would heckle. There'd be like a couple on a date. We'd like lean out the window and be like, yeah, smooch his butt. You know, like say crazy and you'd be like, ah.
The boys are so weird.
Yeah.
I know. And doesn't that suck?
Yeah, Thomas, it does.
There's
sweet, cute boy, and he'll be a monster one day.
I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before. It feels like something that I would have tried to hide, but just dumb boy stuff. We used to do something called buck chucking. You ever heard of this? I think we made it up because our college didn't do parties. And it was Burger King would sell you a buck double. So you get a double cheeseburger for only a dollar back in the day.
Yeah, I see where this
is going. You go buy just a ton of buck doubles, and we called it buck chucking because you would just like drive around and just throw your burger at people.
Oh my gosh.
Just ruin their day for your enjoyment. 100%. 100%.
Now, what I will say is it was wrapped up. So one, it really cut through the air.
They'd say no mustard.
Yeah, I wasn't like loaded up with relish.
Ruined your clothes. Yeah. They'd say no mustard.
It would stay wrapped up.
How thoughtful.
Second of all, we rarely hit them, obviously. Third of all, it's still like they could eat it if they want because it is still on its wrapping. So like if you're hungry enough, you're welcome for the buck double.
You get a slice, like a 10 slice of American cheese and just drive past, like pull up next to cars, like going down the road and lean out the car and just American cheese their windshield.
Yeah, or just cheesebee, just tossing them out.
Sure.
American Frisbee. Yeah, it's fun.
Always funny.
Boys, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm going to have to be a helicopter mom to Thomas, huh?
It is sad because we were smart. You know, we do burgers. We didn't do rocks.
Yeah.
Okay. Smart.
It wasn't a hate crime.
Right. Yeah. We didn't kill anybody.
Okay.
It's like hippie with burgers.
Yeah. I don't know if that's better.
When you get like yelled at by the boys, Katie, are you like, I hope they come back by. I'm going to say something to them.
No.
Really? I feel like you'd have like a one liner ready for the.
It's so stupid. it doesn't even deserve a response. They're just so dumb.
High road.
Yeah.
Speaking of you walking around, I saw on your story, did some curb walking. It's back.
Curb walking's back.
Yep, it's back.
I went a little family walk. She said, might as well. Mm-hmm. And that's the struggle when you have a toddler who's it's very adorable. He copies every single thing we do.
That's fun.
But then sometimes it's not. Like, this walk's going perfectly. He's sitting in his stroller. And then she kind of did that for, 100 yards. And then he was like, and we thought he just wanted to walk normally. And now he was just like jumping on the curb. And then we just had to go home because he was like crying because he's like, let me do the curb thing.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Like, well, you can't walk in the street.
Katie's, you go ahead.
I also saw, I love your story of like Thomas's favorite song right now.
Oh,
I've
my
been
God.
A nasty girl.
nothing makes him really dance more than that song.
I mean, he was like galloping in place. Kinda, I watched it one time without sound of where I was at. And I was like, I wonder what song this is.
Jesus Loves You.
Amazing Grace. Yes. Yeah, maybe a Bluey. And then
Somebody Gonna Match My Freak.
Yeah, Somebody Gonna Match My Freak.
I did test this morning because I was like, well, maybe we'll do it. So I was singing, I've Been a Nasty Boy.
Yeah, he changed the boy.
And he went,
No way.
And so I tested it. I was like, I've been a nasty girl. And he said no still. So he just didn't want the song. I was like, okay,
I was a little concerned.
I don't want to start putting in his brain.
Sing it right.
Are you a boy or a girl? He's like, I'm a nasty girl. I'm twerking on him.
Yeah. You are making him into that boy by singing him these songs.
Maybe.
Dude, it's so fun. I'm all in. I mean, I'm prepared. We're about to have a second. Katie is.
Any second.
Katie's crying. Right as we said it in the podcast, you heard me. I just looked over and I'm like, wait, are you crying? We're in that phase. Wait, are you crying? Do it. Cry.
I can't.
Yeah, you're in a good mood? On.
I mean, give me about an hour.
I'll try.
Maybe for the Patreon, I'll do a few tears.
You've already cried. I mean, it's noon, and you've cried six different times
cried
today?
Six Five. Times. No.
They're quick spurts.
Probably like three.
Three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My eyes watery? I was trying.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not quite.
Yeah, I'm not pregnant.
Speak on it.
Yeah, I was trying. So.
Yeah.
Very pregnant.
Yeah. It's time. Maybe during the podcast, as Derek predicted in his dreams.
Yeah. So sorry.
Yeah. We're excited to get him out. Our son, he knows she's in there. Sometimes he thinks she's in Katie's left breast.
He does.
Or she'll be like, baby. And,
he's like, it's one of these spots on her.
Yeah. That reminds me of showering with my dad. I'm like, they're all kind of running together.
Yeah. I trust you.
If Katie does, this is probably the last episode before Eva gets here, right? Mm-hmm. But for people listening, don't you worry. We're not missing a Wednesday, Patreon or regular.
Yes.
It has been figured out.
We're prepared.
Yeah.
That's what we like to do. We're prepared. Uh-huh. Derek's already got it edited because he'll be in the operating room live streaming for Patreon. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. All the inside details on what we're working on, stuff we don't tell everyone, updates, baby.
Yeah, your photos. Comedy special got sold to, or no, I guess no, that's Patreon.
Yeah, well, it's kind of. And then I'm I have this huge announcement that's part of the Fall Girl video, and I've started this whole thing that.
We're kind of joking, but also that is a real thing.
No, it's very important. It's a big deal.
One of our good friends actually texted me. She was like, I listened to the Correct Opinions this morning, and she's like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to subscribe to the Patreon because she's like she's a really close friend. And she was like, can you just tell me what's going on?
Yeah, for $5. Totally.
But yeah, it's we know you personally, so you can just hand me the $5.
Yeah, I know what job you have. I know you can afford to support me. Uh-huh. Thanks. Yeah,
Venmo's fine.
Yeah, Venmo works, whatever. Yeah.
So in our preparing and laying around, we've been watching all the trash TV. The Mormon documentary, we're still plugging away, which I want to get to. The Mormon Housewives on Hulu. And I get it, right? But I love the Mormons, they're very worried about it. Because whenever we talk about any of them, because there's been the Mormon docs that are like the horrible cults and they're polygamists and they're like having marriages with children. And you know, and the Mormons like, just so you know, that's not what we do. It's like, well, I didn't think there was like child brides running through Salt Lake City. And then this new show, they're like, guys, we love the commentary. Just so you know, this isn't us. This isn't us. It's like, okay. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Mormons are getting some like,
You guys do look like that though, but don't act like it.
They're getting like Hollywood treatment for kind of the first time, where if like Christians have kind of dealt with this a little bit, we're like, yeah, I used to try and defend
welcome
myself.
To the mainstream.
Yeah,
huh?
We're not all like this.
That's
and
so
now,
fun, is it?
Now you just kind of like, I hope they know we're not all like this, but whatever. It is pretty cringy.
Yeah, welcome.
What did
you will
say?
Be part of that. You're Christians, right? You mean the Christian? Welcome. We've been getting dogged on for decades. All right.
Yeah, pretty much every cult leader, pretty bad look for us. And you know, you just gotta power through it.
Just gotta power through, man. That's what Jesus would do. But we've been watching also in tandem, very embarrassing, The Selling Sunset, the real estate reality shows, can't get enough of.
Yeah.
And I just want to play, just know it's the end of this season.
I'm excited.
It's
I've never
a
seen
spoiler,
the show.
Spoiler, because they kind of make it a point. But they have a cute little dog that's been, they don't really talk much about it, but he's like, you see him in the office or whatever. They have a dog.
Because the main characters of the show are the real estate agents, right?
Yeah, they're all okay. The agents.
Yes. Okay. And can I do a background of who the two people in the video are.
Oh,
permission granted.
Yeah.
She always talks to me like this.
And no.
People, by the way, were really fired up when you said, let me talk.
Yeah.
People like that. But anyways, it's not a couple. The two
go ahead
people,
and tell them, Cholo.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Lean like a Cholo.
The Mormons are confused as well. It's fine.
Need some really white socks up to your knees.
Yeah. Let's go Raiders. Let's go Raiders.
Just do us one favor. It's a comedy podcast. Just look at us and go, sup, essays. Just do it.
No. Sup, Holmes.
Say, what's up, Holmes? Just do it for us. Okay. Say, go Raiders. Just say, go Raiders.
This is our year.
No.
Darn. I really looked the part.
I really don't know who that is, but the people in this video we're about to watch, they dated a long, long time ago and got this dog together, and now they are not together. She is married to another man, and they co-parent this dog.
Co-parent, which is annoying when couples split up and they have a dog and they say, we're going to co-parent the dog.
They're co-parenting.
Co-owning the dog. Oh, co-feeding.
That's not worth
in this
trouble.
Show, the man in this, he's like the owner of the brokerage and she's an agent for him. So
he like dated his employee.
Got a dog together.
Got a dog as employee and broke up with his employee.
Now they co-parent him.
They co-parent with the employee.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. They're very tight.
So anyways, it was a good relationship. I feel like that was a good backstory to that.
So the dog dies. And there's a lot of funny parts. This is the funeral.
Wow. They had a full-on funeral.
Okay.
Here. You got this.
Because he had a great 18 years, and a lot of that, I think, was because of
Boss,
you guys
18?
And all the...
Yeah. It was a quality of life at the end there.
They should be...
What's the longest
elated? Is that a Guinness World... They should call Guinness World Records, not Netflix.
Yeah, I was going to say...
18!
Chihuahua life expectancy. Yeah, 12, 14 years. Yeah, not bad.
I mean,
between 12 and 18 years.
Couldn't you picture Katie with a chihuahua?
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys referring to?
I googled Cholo, and I was in tears while you were explaining the backstory to the Selling Sunsets.
Google it.
I knew what you were referencing, but I was just double checking, and holy cow, it's so perfect. It's Katie's outfit.
This is Kate. You're still working on it?
I mean,
C-H.
You see it? You're not, you don't get it, huh? Not funny.
I mean, haha.
Those kids on the electric bike would think it's funny.
They probably would.
All right, so continue. 18 years old chihuahua. I mean, that's got to be a world record, but anyway.
For babies that are here today, he lived a really loving and vibrant life.
I got Nico 18 years ago, and he's been the best decision I've probably, besides my son, I've ever made. Whoa. And
it's okay.
He was the best dog, and he changed my life.
It was just such a bond. I take him to open houses, take him to showings.
That's
office. He was a papa's boy, and I was wrapped around his paw. I mean, it was a pretty great friendship.
He changed so many people's lives, and especially Jason. He taught him love, patience. He's a different person because of Nico.
No.
I actually, because I'm a numbers guy, so I did the math this morning on how many times I've kissed Nico. And it's been like
not
50,000 times I've kissed Nico in his life.
Okay.
There's a lot.
How bad of a person do you have to be? Like, he learned all his best traits from a dog.
I was saying, I feel like there was some passive aggressiveness going on. Like, he taught him how to love.
Taught him.
I wish he had taught him earlier.
Yeah.
He learned all his table manners from Nico.
He learned how to balance his checkbook from Nico.
I didn't know you could do this, but later on in this episode, they showed you can take the ashes of, I guess, a human too, but they did it for the dog, and put it inside tattoo ink, and then tattoo the ashes into your...
That's such a white person thing. Never heard of that, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So then they did that.
I don't like that. What kind of tattoo? Just Nico?
Both of them says Nico right here, and hers has a little paw.
Yeah.
Just to clarify too, because people really come at us about being dog haters.
So they cremated him. There are fine people in Ohio that could have.
What a waste. What a waste.
Really quick. Quick math. Let's say you lived 18 years on the dot. 365 days in a year. So he lived 6,500 days,
okay,
more or less. 50,000 kisses is what he said, right?
Yep.
So how many times? Mouth. How many times a day did the sicko kiss him?
Split custody.
7.7 kisses a day.
So that means
every single day.
A lot of days he didn't
see
him. So
you're awake 16 hours a day.
A lot of days he didn't see him.
And then you co-parent.
For every day you had zero kisses, you had 14.
So he's kissed. He's awake 16 hours a day. Let's round up to 8 kisses. That's one every other hour, but he's not with him every day. I mean, he's kissing him every hour on the hour.
Yeah, when he's with him every hour, he gets it.
And I'll go, Katie and I, we'll go days. I'm like, when should we? I feel like we should kiss on the mouth. You know?
I think we should kiss.
If only we had the... I mean, who are we to judge? Him and his Nico, they were more physically intimate than you and I.
Oh my gosh.
We should kiss more.
I think that's what the girl was trying to say. Like, day. Nico taught him love that I never could.
Mm-hmm.
Every hour.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Again, I feel like we get really targeted for our kind of like animal hate on this podcast, but you can be sad about your dog. I don't care, but... They spent thousands of dollars on this funeral.
So it's a show, right? But there's another guy, his brother, they're like, I just found out the dog died. And he kind of cries a little bit and is consoled. I was like, that's a great reaction to a dog die.
Great.
Sad. Yeah. You'd cry a little bit. Really sad. Really sad day. Maybe a sad week. But in the 4 weeks later, and they're like, I gave him 50,000 kisses. Like, you need more humans in your life.
And it's an 18-year-old. Chihuahua.
It's like
I would not be shedding tears for that.
It just at some point those dogs, they lurk around and they're that old and you're just kind of like, this is kind of, I'm losing my appetite.
Yeah, I can't explain it, but I want Taco Bell. Oh,
Derek, what update do you have on Springfield, Ohio for us? What's happening? Because we joked on the Patreon a little, and then Trump mentions they're eating the dogs, which of course everyone's immediate reaction is like, they're not eating dogs. But I've seen social media clips. And again, they're nothing like really prove me anything, but it's fun to just see a weird clip of a guy holding like a goose, and you're like, I don't know. what do you know for it? Just, what do you got for us, Derek?
There was a sign posted at a park that said, don't eat the geese, and it looked very official. So all the media was just saying, like, look, they're actually having this big issue. Turns out it was a prank that someone did that was very great good prank. Typography and made it look official.
Right. So, prank. Is that the leading evidence right now?
And then videos circulating of people eating cats, but maybe it's bath salts and not a Haitian. I don't know. So Ohio's going wild. It's
fun. So fun rumor.
I missed the debate. I was crushing at the convention center. Of course. So how did it get brought up? Like, do you remember? Like, how did he just? How did Trump start talking about they're eating the cats and dogs in Ohio?
He the border policy he brings up constantly. And, you know, for good reason, whatever. But I don't remember, because he brings it up no matter what they ask him.
Yeah.
They're like, what about the economy? He's like, well, I mean, the border's out of control. and, I mean, she wouldn't answer questions either. And I am shocked that these debates aren't either let them just say whatever or actually moderate and, like, have. Why wouldn't there be a team of fact checkers in real time for both sides? Why wouldn't there be, like, someone there who's actually like, you really have to answer the question.
Yeah, if you want to keep doing this, you can't dodge it.
You really got to answer. But anyway, it's funny. But I don't remember how he brought it up, but he's just like, there's so many immigrants. They said, what's happening in Ohio? And he said that. I was like, oh, no way he's going to do it. He's like, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating pets. And that's what Kamala like bursts out laughing. And they're like, you could tell the moderators were ready. They're like, we talked to him. That's not true. We talked to the city manager. That's not true. And he's like, well, that sounds like something a city manager would say if they're eating the pets, which is a funny answer. And kind of like,
well, there's a lot of logic behind that.
Yeah, kind of makes a lot of sense. Kind of totally made me. And he kind of moved on. And then he said, well, I saw it on TV. And they're like, that's not true. He's like, we'll find out. And that's where. And then they moved on. It was awesome.
Maybe.
It was awesome.
I thought it was the part of the debate that I didn't watch the whole thing, but. They were talking about something really serious, and then one of them mentioned, like, people leave your rallies early. And then they were, like, more upset about that than, like, this a serious world
issue.
It was
like the golf issue from
it was fentanyl and, like, opioids. We got an opioid crisis, this and that. She's like, yeah, it's awful. There's so many people. And then somehow she just brought the rallies, which people were saying was probably strategic to get them fired up. And she's like, rise. Almost like... She said two things. You're killing millions of people with your fentanyl like policies, and also people leave your rallies. And he was just like, forget that first part.
How dare
love
you?
The rallies.
It was very similar to the golf thing where you're just like, okay, this is...
It's like personal pride that we're watching being debated.
But it's very entertaining. And
thank you for the update.
Also, something about the polls. They're like the... Polls are saying maybe, you know, he was in the lead and maybe she took a lead. And these polls... have been accurate every single presidency since the 1800s, except one, which was Donald Trump.
So like, have a good gauge.
He seems like a guy who's tough to pull.
No one's changing their mind off these debates. They're just
that's
awesome
what I
to
said
watch.
Too. Like who watched that? And they're like, they say the exact same thing every time. He yells about the economy and the border. She says abortion this and that and women. And they're like, well, what did I learn? I had a good time.
Pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving right along. You were in Branson.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of Trump, they have a... I grew up going to Branson all the time. They got a new business there. I drove by right on the strip, the main part of the town. If you guys don't know Branson, it's like a... It's a tourist town, but in like...
it's like
Ozark
anti-vax
Mountains.
Vegas.
Yeah, anti-vax Vegas is great. It's very much like a 50 and older crowd. They love Branson. Anyway, there's a Trump store there now. Like, I think it used to be called like Dixie Outfitters. And now they're like, why are we even trying to hide it? Let's just go all in.
A Trump store.
It's just called Trump Store. And anyway, I was telling Derek this beforehand because Derek was like, "Hey, I'm in a bad mood. Can you cheer me up?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll tell you about this Trump store." No, but I was like, "No, let me double check." And as I went on Google Maps to check where the Trump store was, I saw some reviews. Can I read you a couple reviews from the Trump store?
Like a Google review.
Google review of okay. the Trump store in Branson.
I would be thrilled.
They had a lot of merchandise on hand and was receiving much more white when we were there. That's just the first sentence.
Okay.
But, yeah, it does kind of hook you in. Like, is this a, what's this about? This is left a week ago by Danning. That being said, after being there for about 20 minutes, I found a t-shirt I wanted. It said, "My president is a felon," but it was only available in white. I carried it around wishing they had it in black or gray. I finally set it down before checking out, settling with a great hat instead. 3 stars. Just like really no other it. Business has this kind of like, oh, is this race? No, it's not. Do oh, you, my president's a felon?
Yeah, what can I help you with today? What, anything you're looking for? I'm looking for something really Trumpy, probably more of the hitting have, the felon thing.
Do you have I've like a felon thing?
Black
or
slimming on me.
Do you, yeah. Yeah. Do you have any what? Hillary Lizard in stock? No, all right. If you did, could you get something?
What about, in? Is there like a big, like, where's Joe Biden hat?
Yeah.
No?
Do you guys have anything? Can you screen print like a Hunter Biden, like, crack pipe screenshot on?
Yeah.
Do you got, oh man, white only?
Actual Hunter Biden laptops. They're just really slow because they have so much terrible footage on it.
And then there's one other review I wanted to read. It's a 1-star review from Captain Jack. "I wanted to buy an item, period. It was way too expensive. Found it on Amazon. He is doing a 500% markup from Amazon. If ordered in bulk from Alibaba, then he is running a 2,500% markup. Very capitalistic." 1 star.
Oh, I thought you were going to spin it and say 5 stars.
No, I was confused
nailing
about
this whole capitalism thing.
That's what I thought too. I was like, I feel like you got to choose. Do you want a capitalistic Trump store or do you want yeah. at cost?
What do you expect?
Yeah, so just kind of funny. Just
so what'd you buy?
So I ended up just getting an American flag. Mm. Figured couldn't go wrong with that. And then
right.
No, I did not go in there.
That's fun, man.
Branson's great.
We did the old Weston, Missouri.
Oh there. Yeah. They got the fake snow ski thing up there.
I don't know. I don't really understand why or how this place exists. I don't know if Derek, you would know.
Yeah, the school's crazy nice for being like a tiny really? Town.
But it's got some
the cave.
Yeah,
cave. It's got some like weird, cute attractions and
well,
stuff.
They have like
I guess some a big biker event too.
Vineyards,
wineries. Oh, they have that
Ballatwine,
the famous old Irish pub.
Well, look at us, we're rattling off 5 different things about this little town.
And, yeah, so we went once because I guess it's fun. And there was a bar that was floor to ceiling Trump gear, and this was kind of mask time. And we walked in, and she's like, "Get that mask off your face." And it was like we stepped into. If anyone's from the city, and you're like, "Where is this at?" Just drive an hour or two outside of your city and find a bar, and you're going to have a great time. They're going to have, there might be Obama on the toilet paper, which, you know, I don't think is necessarily, it's not on my toilet paper, but you're going to, it's an experience.
The DJ there was just taking and interchanging like CDs.
Just a dude putting like CDs in a CD CDs. Player. He was killing it though.
I looked it up. West Missouri, 1,400 people, but they do have the largest ball of string, not twine. Large ball of string.
I didn't know that.
There's a difference.
I've seen it. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty neat.
Yeah, Katie. And I know a big kind of swing this time around for Trump is the Hispanic community. So I don't know if you personally want to endorse or anything or if you kind of know why that is kind of shifting.
Well, I mean, we are naming our daughter Eva because apparently you think that that's
wow,
a
it all makes
name.
Sense. Oh, it is birth week, so she's going to dress Hispanic.
Yeah, the Yama Eva.
Mm-hmm. It's not Hispanic.
Eva Mendez. That's
it's the middle name.
Yep.
Okay. Continue though. We need to keep watching. You need to watch the Mormon.
Okay.
Hulu documentary. Quick updates now that Taylor Frankie Paul. She was arrested for domestic abuse.
Should we ruin this for people? I don't know. I feel like...
Well, that was public knowledge.
Oh, okay.
And, but she... which I don't know how that works. I guess she...
Was he also or no?
I don't think he was.
Yeah.
It's like a double technical when they both.
Yeah. Exactly. You guys both. Each gets a free throw.
Yeah. Cool.
Offset.
Yep.
Kind of restart.
Read it down.
They're still together. And another girl. She found out her husband had a Tinder profile.
Oh.
Which is a bold. If you're going to cheat on your wife, which you shouldn't do. I'm anti.
You're
but right. It's a strange, you're like, let's do an app where it really, the app's whole purpose is to communicate to people locally that I am available. That seems like a strange decision.
Should have definitely gotten on like Ashley Madison or something.
Mm.
That was a good documentary too.
We didn't watch that one.
I don't believe it. I don't want to support it in any way.
That's good.
That was a good one. That was the one I was telling you guys that when the husband made the video called Really Attractive Couple Sings to Frozen.
Yes.
You would like these people in this documentary. Yes. It's great.
But
yeah.
No spoilers, but the show, it's getting better and better.
It's pretty wild. I mean, it's a very similar. You're just kind of like, how did some of these people get themselves in these places?
Mom Talk. Will Mom Talk survive it?
Will it survive it?
And one girl is like, she gets offered a nice 20 grand to post about something, but it's a little risque, Jake.
DraftKings.
It's a toy.
Oh.
And she's like, where I come from, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, she decides in this world, we're too shelter, we're not communicated, so I think it'll be.
She's trying to be a leader in the space of like, we should communicate about
this.
I'm going
to normalize selling this product, which feels just like a really creative way for her to justify making 20 grand.
Yeah.
I don't really see how. I'm all for maybe kindly talking about it more openly. I don't know if you need to sell like weird
mechanisms,
apparatus. But it's a great show. And I've seen a few episodes and I'm convinced every single Mormon's like that. I'm joking. No one thinks that. Welcome to mainstream Mormons. You got so big. Hey, when you're doing your thing off to the side, no one knew about you. Well, you're spreading it.
Congrats. Yeah.
This is working. And now welcome to the big leagues. Okay.
Yeah.
Are there some cultural things you feel like you learned from the show about Utah and the Mormon culture?
I feel like I knew a decent bit already, but I think I've... No, it seems because the one girl, she's like openly talked to her mom on the show. She's like, Mom, should I do this? And the mom's like, you know, you should do whatever you want to do. She's like, I just feel like it wasn't talked about enough. And her mom's like, I did my best. And they were talking very openly like that. I feel like most Mormons, it's probably still uncomfortable to have those conversations. They seemed very open and cool. She's like, well, I'm going to post about it, Mom, and I love using it. And you're like, okay, that wasn't very Mormon.
Alrighty. Yeah, I don't feel like I've learned anything.
But they love white houses that look brand new.
Okay.
Kind of have all the same floor plan.
Really?
I think that, because you know they're, each Mormon city follows the same grid that Joseph Smith drew. Mm-hmm. Yes, Derek?
Yeah, the number system.
And so now I'm willing to bet.
I didn't know that.
That Joseph Smith or someone in his line said, here's the Mormon floor plan. Because they all have open concepts.
So around every big Mormon island. Temple, like Liberty, Missouri has a temple. The houses around it all look like Utah houses.
It is.
Yeah.
It is it's a floor plan passed down.
That's what I learned.
That's not
nice
bad.
Nice style, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to this video. Because we all know our friend, I forget his name, but he's teaching
Mike?
Us. Mike, sure.
Maybe Big Mike?
Yeah, he's helping you. So you don't grope your phone and scrouch around. Make it serve you.
You should bend over, lean like a cholo.
And he's teaching us how to be a man. Elbows up, side to side. Scrouch. But how will Katie ever know these things? Because he's speaking man to man.
Male to male.
So I'm hoping this will help Katie get paid attention.
I can't wait.
Now, how do you get out of a chair gracefully and with poise? This is all to do with weight distribution. Mm. Instead of leaning forward,
or
shifting off your hands and looking ungainly,
that's what Katie does. This grosses me out.
Keep your back straight and put your weight onto the thighs.
Oh.
Now think tall. Pull up your leg muscles, pull in your tummy and bottom, but above all, look straight ahead.
Oh, yeah.
And up you come through his thighs.
That's hot.
Now, what about his hands and arms?
I'm married, I'm married.
Oh. Do you put your hands in the pockets? Never, never fold your arms in front like this.
What a
B-word. It's a defensive posture. One hand in the pocket is acceptable, but try standing like this. Place your hands and your arms in front very lightly.
Okay.
A clutch bag is a good support, too, as a prop.
A what?
Clutch bag.
A prop.
A clutch bag.
All right, let's practice.
Clutch bag.
Okay, let's my practice. Weight distribution is a little different right
figure
now.
It
sure,
out.
Sure.
Okay. Bring in your tummy right and
bottom. You're scrouching.
You're scrouching.
Stop scrouching. Oh, that was hot.
That wasn't bad right
there.
That
was pretty good.
It's very light use
of
the hands.
May the chair serve you and then sit down gracefully. Good. Yes, tucked. We need to get some pantyhose. Girls don't wear that anymore.
Poise and confidence.
I mean,
do girls wear pantyhose? If I see a girl in pantyhose, is that weird? Is it lame now?
Well, there's a
the
is
word
it like
is
guys
weird.
Are like guys wearing a jock strap. You're like, well, what is it? 1980?
Tights are not that out. Pantyhose are more of like the ones that are like you can't really tell. It's like nude, and
that's
feel like
super gross. Is it weird? Is it cool?
It's not, I don't think cool, but I think businesses, some businesses still like make their employees wear those for like business professional.
What's the point of them? Just to
keep the hair
warm?
Oh, warm.
Well, tights, like actual tights. Yeah, those keep you warm.
But the weird pantyhose that matches your skin tone, what's the point?
I mean, I guess they kind of keep you warm. It's just modest.
Oh.
I don't know.
Did you ever wear it? What about black pantyhose?
Those can be cool.
They can be cool?
Those can be so sick.
You can style them, right? Yeah.
What about the white ones?
Are you asking me? Yeah.
White? I don't know. You probably could. I mean, Gucci makes a pair of like black pantyhose that are pretty trendy.
Push present?
Yeah.
Gucci pantyhose? Let's get it all tucked in here, all right?
Yeah.
Wow. That was good. Yeah. Cross your arms. Ugh.
Gucci GG knit tights. What is any of those words?
How much does it cost?
$340.
One pair of panties?
Pose.
Is it a two pack?
Looks like two legs, one pack. I don't like the way they look.
They're
like,
pretty aggressive.
When they look on a girl, yes, but this over here like kind of makes me uncomfortable. I don't like the look of them like hanging up. I don't
it
like
looks
that.
Like, it looks like those things you stick to the wall to like hang your picture frames.
Yeah.
Which
a command strip?
Yeah. Command strip. That's what I wanted.
Commando strip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's two pack.
$340. You know, they're cheaper at Alibaba. Very
if
capitalistic.
You have one leg, can you save half your money on pants?
A lot of stuff.
But can't on shirts less so, because long sleeve shirts you would specifically save more on if you had one arm.
Yeah. How do you buy shoes? You're like, hey, I'll trade you. Can I get two lefts or whatever if you only have one leg? I guess. And then you gotta wait for someone to
hold. Yeah, because if you, that's like that surfer girl who shark bit off her arm.
Bethany Hamilton.
I mean, she's lucky to be alive. But do you ever think she's like, I wish she bit off a leg because that would have saved me more money. Less shoes, less socks.
Yeah,
legs get expensive. Less pants.
I don't think that's what she.
People don't talk about how much more expensive.
Go because she can still hang 10.
Yeah.
How could you can surf if you couldn't hang 10? Hang 5? Was she hang 5?
Hang 5 max. She hang 10 toes.
Would you rather lose an arm or a leg?
And take money out of it.
Yeah, financial is not part of it.
An arm.
An arm?
You'd rather lose a what? The options were leg and arm, not arm.
An arm?
I should rather lose an arm.
An arm?
An arm?
An arm.
I'm glad y'all caught that. She says that weird, right?
I say a lot of things
arm.
With a really hard, like, arm. I'm trying to get better.
You have crunchy R's. I saw this on TikTok. I'm trying to find the proper video. So people describe... Or crispy R's?
I thought it was crispy.
They're crispy R's. So this is interesting. Crispy
R's.
Google, Derek, would you try to Google crispy R's explain?
I've seen some videos.
Because you don't have crispy R's or you do?
Maybe a little bit, but not as aggressive as some of these.
Crisp. No, you say arm and you say warm. You say...
I say warm.
Worm. The R is really interesting. R. You don't ever say our. It's like, it's our house. She's like, it's our house.
Our house. You got a pirate R's.
Do you guys say our?
Okay, crispy R's explained.
Getting this comment so much on that video, and I have no idea what it means. Clearly, it means something. Sorry. From something. Guys, know? Can you clue me in on what is happening? Because
all right, she doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't think she's gonna explain it. That's so funny. Find a video, explain. He just pulls up 10 videos that our girl's going, can somebody explain?
Somebody
this to
tell
me?
Like, I get it, girl.
Say sorry. Don't think about it. Say sorry.
Sorry.
Tens of. Sorry.
Yeah, said it really weird. Sorry.
I do know that I've tried to correct it, but I used to always just say orange.
Orange. Say
orange.
Tortilla.
Tortilla.
Perfect.
I knew she'd say that one right.
Poise and confidence.
Yeah.
R. What else is something like that?
Say.
I definitely know there's other words.
Salsa roja.
Eh? Say.
Riano pepper.
Gardner Minshew is my favorite quarterback.
You know what?
You know, let's what? Let's go, Raiders.
The one person surprises everything with a crispy R. Oh,
here we go. This guy's got to kill it.
I know you're a little busy right now, but I was wondering if when you were finished working, you wanted to come hang out. Cool. You remember my friend from high school? Her name was Christine. Christine? No. Christine. Her middle name was Krista. Christine. Krista. Christine Krista. Yeah, it's her. We're going to go down to the new ice cream shop. It's next to the Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
I don't do it that extreme.
Okay.
And it's like, you put it in your mouth and it's
enough from Gru.
Yeah, that guy looks like a pencil.
Krispy.
just bully that guy for no reason.
Well, I don't know about the crispy R thing, but that guy was really throwing me off.
Crispy cream.
It's like a number zero pencil. Chris, yeah.
I don't do it.
So I say R. Mine's more to the front, and your R. R. Yeah, yours are back there.
Yeah.
Crispy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway. Glad everyone loved. Sure, everyone loved listening to that.
That was pretty neat.
Let's get to some segments, shall we?
Yeah. Yes, we shall.
I pressed the wrong one, but are you guys triggered by anything?
We have to do it now.
We have to do it now. You were triggered.
Yeah. Week one, that big loss.
I'm pretty triggered by I'm getting bullied about my outfit and 9 months pregnant. You pick out something to wear.
Yeah, okay? That's a good point.
Oh, I just would have never thought about calling you.
Was I not complimenting you? I said that's a cool shirt.
You did a few hours ago, but your tune has changed.
Well, just within the choice of how you buttoned it and stuff.
Is that honest question?
It's cool.
Is that a maternity style of wearing shirts because it's like, hey, kind of like show off the stomach?
No, just
or
like,
you would wear it that way anyway.
I think it's kind of cool to wear this way, but specifically it's just I needed some more room at the bottom, and I kind of liked the button look, but I only could do one really.
For sure.
We're also, if anyone else is triggered by them also making fun of me.
Excellente.
For sure. Swag. You triggered by anything, Derek, Jake?
Patience? I don't think so. I'm just really excited about the Cholo thing. I don't think I'm triggered by anything. I don't know. I feel good.
I feel good too, man. It's been a great weekend. My Oklahoma State Cowboys rule. The Chiefs rule. Football's back. It's fun. I'm a little triggered that it's 95 degrees.
I don't know if it is, but If that's your reality,
in the sun,
then
in the sun, if you stand there long enough. But we do have some fun segments to get to. And thank you guys for your submissions. Hit us up. We want to hear from you. Go to treykennedy.com/correctopinions. New and improved website. Thanks to Family Man. Yep. He can do it all. And tell us, send us your fan videos. Anything you want us to review at all. Go to treykennedy.com/correctopinions. Now, let's get to baby names. Got the sit into us. Thank you very much. This woman posted. Here's my, what does she say? These are my kids' names, asterisk, controversial.
Good hook. So
that's what you, yeah, that's
good title.
As a mom, you want to, that's what you want in a kid's name. And I will say this reels to my favorite song.
I'll never get used to this.
Well, wait, I'm missing the video. Hold on.
Gulag and Butter.
Wait, whoa. Those are the names? Those are the names?
That was really fast.
Cornelius
or Corn.
Gulag, after my husband's favorite.
I'll stop it on the next one.
Holy cow, it goes quick.
You got to play the song again. I'll never get used to this. Like these names. She roasted her own names. Yes, Cornelius. They call him Corn.
For short.
Great.
I'll never get used to this.
Gulag.
No way. Is this
after
real?
After my husband's favorite vacation spot where he was conceived.
Russia?
Gulag is like, yeah, Russian prison, right?
What is Gulag?
Yeah.
I think it's some sort of prison.
It is definitely
a system Russian. Of That's... labor camps maintained in the Soviet Union.
So this is a joke.
Every child's
right?
a miracle. Well,
middle name concentration.
Yeah, right. Gulag concentration. Guli for short. Guli. Gul. Because in Call of Duty Warzone, you famously, if you got killed, you go to the Gulag.
Sent to the Gulag.
It's like your kind of your purgatory, your second chance. So maybe he's an IVF baby or something. Kind of the Gulag of your uterus.
It says where he was conceived, and it's their favorite vacation spot.
I'm looking at her page.
Gulag.
I don't know if she's
and but where Butter's really getting a pass here. His name's Butter.
South Park.
Yeah. Not only is it just Butter, but it the only other person that's ever been named Butter is the goofy little guy in South Park.
Also, Katie, that first kid, how would you pronounce his name with your R's?
Cornelius?
Corn?
Say corn.
Corn?
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 Corn cob? Say corn cob.
Corn cob?
She's thinking corn about cob? It. Corn, does that make you hungry? Does that make you think of elote? That'd be
you.
That'd be funny if Jane Dirt knew what elote was.
That would be awesome, huh?
Oh, I'm never used to this. That is a good song. I'm not making fun of it.
I'm still very.
But it is funny how that song's been used in content.
Gulag.
Gulag. What could it possibly be if it's not the labor camps? Yeah.
I'm having a tough time getting a read on her Instagram as a whole. Because I was like, all right, she's joking. But then it doesn't look like it. But then her posts are insane. Everyone's worried about who's running for president. And I'm just worried about making enough sourdough for my 9 children. So she has 6 others that weren't in that reel?
Is her whole thing just a comedy? Is it all?
The account says trophy wife, stay-at-home mom, and homemaker. So it's really in your face. Like
I
don't care if you're offended. Butker Stan.
This says POV, you're 3 kids in and planning 10 more because meth is illegal, but postpartum endorphins aren't. So she already changed how many kids she has. That's 2 posts in a row. So something's up, but I think I like it.
Working out because my husband and I has to deal with so much as a white male in America, he shouldn't have to look at a fat wife every day.
This has to be a satirical account.
Okay, now it that
now that was
now it seems like we found the tipping point.
Yeah, that one.
Good for her. She's really, really towing the line of satire here.
Yeah,
it took 6 posts before we figured it out.
Really, the Gulag one was the one where I was like, I just don't think this is real.
Yeah, vacation spot slash where he was conceived in hindsight is so funny. His name is Gulag.
Gulag.
I could believe Cornelius. Cornelius is a name. And I could believe someone naming their kid Butter, but I can't believe the gulag.
I've done a full 180 on this girl. This is my favorite follow now. This girl's hilarious. Because she's not
just messing with us?
Yeah, she's not overtly funny. Like, it's just, it's a quite the character to play. Like, I'm going to pretend to be insane on my Instagram and hopefully people catch on. Yeah, if they don't,
people catch
they
on.
Just think I'm insane.
Yeah.
And then some of her posts aren't that funny and they seem normal. So I don't know. She's so intriguing. LIS_daily_ Liz Daily.
When people first meet me and they think I'm just a normal mom versus after they get to know my crazy side and she's making funny faces. And now she's doing the Heil Hitler. No, I'm joking.
It's her standing outside in the rain. Me when I realized my husband might die before me. Parentheses, he's 59 years older.
Well, that's funny. That's okay. That's hilarious. He's in a bonnet.
Yeah, what is... I'm so confused by this. Does she even have children? Were those even
children? Yeah, what is even real? Who's Butter belong to? Just what would I do without him? We've been together since I was practically a child. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Trey, this is kind of what you and Katie were talking about. From her perspective, she says, I used to think it was weird because I would gag at the thought of kissing my husband. Now I simply keep myself busy cooking, and I always have a sandwich on hand to give my husband a bite of if he tries to kiss me. Oh. You guys aren't far from that.
No, we're not. Hey, Nico.
What?
My little chihuahua. 50,000 kisses in 18 years. That's my goal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. By the time Thomas is off to college, 50,000.
Yeah, I'd love for you to like keep a tab on your phone or something.
Okay. Somehow he kept track, so I'll DM him, see how he did it.
Yeah.
What did he guesstimate? He's like, I have to kiss this thing at least once an hour, and he did the math.
Yeah probably. Ask him.
Or was he like? Because he's a very busy, successful man. Did he do like a meeting? It's like today I have an hour with Nico. It's like 50. I try to do 50 kisses in an hour.
You think it slowed down during COVID? Like, that's brought it back a little bit?
Yeah, because he wanted to give his dog COVID because we didn't know for a while.
Yeah.
That's true. So he had to do kind of the COVID bounce back that a lot of people did.
Nico.
So he's just, wow.
Katie, you like the name Nico?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nico.
Our third child probably will be. We have kind of like a Hispanic theme.
I was going to say, yeah.
So, Tomas, Eva.
Yeah. Nico.
She keeps, dude, I swear, Eva's almost here. Eva's almost here. She's like, just curious, what year will she turn 15 again? When will our daughter be 15? No, just wondering.
Let me tell you, I have modeled a lot of quinceañera dresses in my time.
Okay.
I know that is shocking, and I probably was the wrong person to choose for this job, but I have modeled a lot of quinceañera dresses.
Yeah, I did.
As a 23-year-old woman, white blonde woman.
I came into Thomas bawling, crying. I was like, what's going on? And she just putting like spicy tahini all over his fruit. I'm
hilarious.
Done.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's all I got.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Well, thanks for whoever sent that in, whatever Recti sent that in.
Yeah,
great
find.
I
great
love that
find.
Woman.
Thank you, guys. Let's get to some of our favorite
fan videos.
Derek, who do we got today? Thanks, y'all. Send these in at trachea.com/correctopinions.
Hi, guys. Liz here from Long Island, New York. I'm a super recty. I'm also a nutritionist.
Ooh.
And I want to say that because a few episodes ago, you guys were talking about your Mount Rushmore fruits. And Trey had said that a kiwi was on his Mount Rushmore. And I want to agree with him that I also think I put that in my top four fruits. They have more potassium than a banana and more vitamin C than oranges. But I wanted to come on here and ask if you guys had ever tried a kiwi with the skin on, like the fuzzy part. You can eat it, and it actually makes it healthier because it adds more fiber to it. And actually, it's pretty easy to eat that way, so you don't have to like cut it and try to peel it. But yeah, I thought maybe you guys could try it on the pod for us to see.
Is this a prank?
Bye.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh yeah, not falling for it. Not falling for it.
I'm doing the eat a fruit with the tennis ball fuzz challenge.
Yeah,
yeah, well, nice try.
There's no way any of our ancestors ever came across a kiwi and were like, eat. No.
Yeah, it feels like my armpits. I should eat it. Yum.
They're like pretty much, I don't know, most other fruit, I would be like, okay, I need an orange peel. I need a banana peel. A furry kiwi? No.
No. Yeah, they're like, there's no way I'm interested because they probably resembled like chimp. And I just don't think there's any way. She's messing with us, dude. But I think I'm glad she agrees. You know, I got kiwi. There's reasons it's the best. It's very healthy. More potassium than banana.
But you know what?
Which, by the way, potassium, what periodic table, what element is it? What's its sign?
I know. I won't spoil
it's,
it.
It's just tricky.
I should know this because I used to know like all of them. Okay.
Good job.
Oh, I thought she was saying what in Spanish.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes! Boom!
I'm leaving this podcast.
Katie's favorite is mango with chamoy. Again, if you guys were familiar.
Guacamole.
Have you ever had the Mexican fruit cup things where they do mango and like whatever else and they put chamoy, which is some kind of, I don't know what you call it. It's like a spicy flavoredy candy goopy thing.
Oh, wow.
And tahini. And it's like kind of a spicy. Oh, it's good.
I bet Rachel knows all about it. I need to send her instead of me for the food conversations. Sorry.
But you know what?
Nutritionists, this is what they do. They say, you're like, hey, I'm doing a good job eating the fruit. And they're like, well,
you know,
you really should eat the peel. And you're like, come on.
After all these conversations, I purchased you some of your favorite fruit. Two kiwis, also, might I add. You have not touched them. They're probably
no. I ate the thing of kiwis. There's more kiwis in there.
Yes, I said there's more kiwis.
Whole ones.
Yes, you have to eat the skin.
Fuzz
now,
on them.
Now you have to eat the skin.
Wait, so it's upstairs right now?
I'm gonna text Hannah to bring it right now.
I was gonna say, so we're gonna
it's
eat
in the fridge.
Eat this kiwi.
It's like in a drawer.
The second seconds. Drawer, left hand side.
Wow, you'd be good friends with that Instagram girl. You know your fridge. Because I demand it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's Patreon.
While you,
no, I'll,
oh,
oh, Derek's right.
Yeah, because she's a super recti, so she at least gets to see super the recti. Validation.
Yeah, if you don't know what that is, that's the recties that are patron members.
Bigger recti.
You know what? Thank you, Liz, super recti. I'll take a bite of that kiwi whole. I'll eat the whole kiwi on the Patreon episode today.
Right now.
So give me a minute. We got, how long have we been going?
Right at an hour.
I knew that. we have one more. Let's do one more fan video. All right, Derek, Google, explain crispy arse. No, don't do that. Katie, could you give us a final? I think there's another fan video. We'll do it on the Patreon. Can you send us off and give us just to promote the Patreon?
Patreon.
Give us, look in the camera, three there. Say, would you please do this? Because you're about to be off work for a few weeks.
I've
given her 2 weeks maternity. Okay.
You won't see me.
It's not bad in podcast.
I've given her 2 weeks maternity.
No.
And I'm joking. We hope you're back soon.
Right. But not 2 weeks.
Well, they're getting, we have backup episodes. So we're going to miss one. But how many will you not be on, you think?
TBD.
I bet you'll miss one. I think you love the recties that much.
So you think I'll be back in 3 weeks? Maybe.
Two. Three. You caught it there, right? Three. Okay. So look to camera three and just say, if you want to be a super recti, subscribe to the Patreon. Go Raiders. And then we'll sign off. Thank you guys. Love you guys.
Want to be a super recti. I don't talk like that. Sign up for the Patreon.
Go Raiders. Just say go Raiders. Say go Raiders.
Say go Raiders.
Wow. She said it. Clip it. Cut it out it. To make it sound like it. Love you guys. See you on the Patreon in a second.
Kiwi
Patreon
time.
Patreon.com/Drake Kennedy. Peace. Direct opinion.